Our text for the day is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell in safety. And this is the name by which she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. These are the words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it seems as though every year, my wife and I have the same conversation, and it goes something like this. Something will trigger her, and she'll see something in the newspaper or see something on television, and she will say something like, do you think it's right for Mexican parents to name their sons Jesus? Jesus means Jesus. It just seems like there's so many little baby boys in Mexico named Jesus. It just doesn't seem right to me to name your child Jesus. And then usually I will respond to her by saying, well, we have a lot of little baby boys in our country by the name of Christian. And after all, that's Christian. They're named after Christ. And then she'll retort back to me, but there's a difference because Jesus is his personal name and Christ is his title. I think there's a difference there. And then I'll usually respond by saying, well, what do you do then with the name like Emmanuel, which is very common in Latin America as a name for a boy? Is that wrong too then? Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh. What do you do with the name Savior? It's the same thing. Sometimes in Spanish it might be something like Salvador, but is that wrong as well? And she'll usually end the conversation by saying, well, yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, but it just seems sort of sacrilegious to name a child Jesus. Now, let's explore that thought a little bit this morning. Why does it seem sacrilegious to name a child Jesus? It probably seems a little odd to us because Jesus is in a category all by himself. Look at us. We are in a category by ourselves as well. We are all puny, miserable sinners. Our thoughts are filled with bad things, with evil. We can't go for even an hour without having some sort of a polluted thought in our minds. We have a knack of trying to make ourselves look important by diminishing the value of others. So we put other people down so we look pretty good in comparison to the person that we just trashed with our talk or with our attitude. We certainly undergo stress, and when there's stress, there's flying off the handle, there's angry. And, we seem to content ourselves with doing just the minimum amount of work in order to get the job done, just to satisfy requirements, and that's it, and we're done. Well, that's the category we're in. But what about the category that Jesus Christ is in? Jesus never, ever entertained a bad thought, any evil inclination in his mind. Jesus never, ever put somebody down in order to make himself look better in comparison. Jesus had anger, yes, but it was righteous indignation. It wasn't flying off the handle at something like that. Jesus is in a separate category, and we can understand that. After all, Jesus is God, and God sets the rules of right and wrong, but Jesus put himself under his own rules, and he was tempted in every way that we are, and yet he remained without sin, a perfect righteous life without sin. So I really understand when my wife says, it doesn't sit right with me, when we call ourselves after Jesus' name, because he's in a category by himself. And yet here in our text, each and every one of us here today who believes in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as well as the saints in heaven, are encouraged. We are allowed, we are even told to go ahead and call ourselves after this Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our text says, in those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell in safety, and this is the name by which she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. It sounds a bit odd, but the name she, that is the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the name by which she shall be called is the Lord, Jehovah, our righteousness. That's our name now. And what a beautiful name it is. You think of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We've already talked about that. Sinless in thought and in word and in deed, holy, upright, completely. He is righteous. And yet we are called the Lord our, you know, the Lord is our righteousness. That's the name we now wear. How can we say that the Lord is our righteousness and that's our name? We can say that because he lets his righteousness stand as our righteousness. It is as if he transferred to our account his righteousness, so it now becomes ours. He was righteous for us, so we can be called righteous. We can be called by his name, righteous. Now, if this is a hard concept for you to understand, maybe let's use an earthly example that may help clarify things a little bit. Many years ago, I met a young woman, and she went by the name of Lynn Timmerman. And then we got married, and my name became her name. Since that point, she's been known as Lynn Kessel. Now, everything that I have is hers, because she wears my name. Now, think of this in spiritual terms. The church, the believers, are the bride of Christ. Christ is the bridegroom, and we are the bride. And if his name is righteous, then we can call ourselves by his name, the Lord, our righteousness, because whatever he has is ours. Someday, we are going to die, and we are going to approach the gates of heaven. And we know that we can boldly just walk right in because everything he has is ours. The righteousness of Jesus Christ is become righteousness for us. And so what he has, eternity with the Father and the Holy Spirit, in that place of perfection and joy, is now ours as well. So getting back to that point, is it right to name a child Jesus, Jesus? Or not. I'm not going to go there right now. But what I do know is that we who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior can say he is the Lord our righteousness, and that's our name. And on the basis of what he has done for us, we can boldly face that day of judgment and be ushered into the mansions of eternal life. May God grant that it is so for each and every one of us. Amen.